for thrones, is it? I don't know, is it something like that?
Could you help reduce everybody's heart pressure a wee bit after?
Stop, mate, if we don't have to make it hard for ourselves. Been like that ever since even before I come in terms of, you know, way before I come in, looking at kind of conceding goals. Right, okay, I know Peter was working very hard on that, and probably just turned it when I come in. So you're sort of saying, right, okay, that's where we are at the moment. No point in going cavalier and, you know, wide open. So let's make sure that we've got a good solid shape in there. The distances between each other are very, very good. If he's gone past you, you can get to him. And then, to be fair, since I've come in, it's probably been like that. You know, even the games that we've lost, it was a penalty last week, and it was a wonder goal against Partick Thistle, and you're saying, it's no bad. Today, having like a basketball match, that was end-to-end stuff. We went forward, we're all piling forward, thinking we score a goal. There's no discipline in our play in terms of what if it comes out. You know, we were all too high, and I felt we were passing. And the way we started, that set the tone, right for the tone. And if you're not passing the ball and you're giving it away, then you're going to have to get it back. So you have to give the opposition credit. You know, they made us work. But we need to be better in that, in terms of character and getting after it and what to win the game. Even on the bench at 3-2, always felt we would score goals. But to score goals, we have to get extra bodies forward, and it leaves us vulnerable. And that's what I keep saying. I'm no joking when I say this. If we could play with 12 men, we would be all right. I'm dying it's O'Hara and it's Todorov that are missing out at the moment, because we have to play the three in midfield, because we're wide open if we don't. Saying that, we played the three in midfield today and we were wide open. So we'll have to sit down and analyse it and come up with something that, you know, gives us the best chance to win the game. But in terms of excitement and getting there, showing character to come back, you know, there's plenty of spirit in there, plenty of spirit. But they just need to know how to see a game out and how to play the game properly. Even I felt, you know, we need to get it to Kai, especially in the last 10, 20 minutes. He was the one that, but no, they didn't realise that. You probably heard, get it to Kai. Licence to do what he wants. Sometimes he's crossing it, but you can see you're doubling up, and all I needed to do was maybe shift it. But no, we want to go do something else, go down the other side and down the other side. So it's just wee things like that, you know, you'll get the video analysis and we'll look at it, and we'll just try and help them along. In terms of the spirit, and I've got great belief in them. I really have. That's why I was getting frustrated today a little bit in the dugout, because I've got great belief in them. I've seen them, what they do in the training pitch, and I'm coming in this morning and go, here we go, great day for football, there's a drizzle. And then we started, and honestly, that's the slowest I've ever seen us started. So I'm saying, what's going on here? And I've never found football easy, never ever. I've found football very difficult to control it and pass it. I'm talking about pass it with sugar on the top. Really, there you go. We're passing it behind players, and we just felt, you know, we need to be better on the ball and more on the front foot. But in terms of, as I say, I'm not joking when I say 12 men. I'll say this to the supporters, because, you know, we took Dom lacking, and now it's Kai wide left, and there maybe have to come a time where we players have to go on and play a position that's alien to them. The fans are going to have to understand that, you know, and that's what we had to do today. It was go for it, two up front with Kevin sort of playing off them, no playing with a wide right. The two midfielders had to soak it up, you know, and it was a lopsided, but you're hoping that Aaron could still run the full length. And it's like a wee five in there, you know, where it just, Kai's already out that side, and it's just a wee lopsided. Once again, you're actually gone with it, just off the cuff, because you're not working on the training pitch. So, I'm disappointed that we conceded three goals, and, you know, if I were a little bit more resolute and a little bit more compact, then that might not be the case. But delighted with the spirit and the character that they showed to come back and get it, and even at the end, it could have went anyway.
You mentioned Kai, he scored one, assisted for two. He's just kind of responded to what you asked him to do a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he's a wonderful talent. All I'm seeing with Kai is we need to get the ball to him in the top era. So he's got that wee sort of kiddie on roll, if you like, you know. But you know, when we get him, he's a match winger. The players have to realise that. It doesn't give Kai an out, but the players have to realise, give him the ball and there's every chance there's a cross coming in. And I just felt the last 10, 15 minutes screaming, just stay high, stay high, stay high. With me screaming, these have to relax, what I'm talking about with the game. You need to realise, you need to see what's going on in the game and saying, listen, I'm going to just work it out for yourself. You need to work it out for yourself. And that's where I could do with just a little bit more experience in there. You know, just a little bit more experience just to help us along. I just felt at times, well, we're too high, everybody think they can score a goal, and then it's coming out and we're underneath it and they're going that way, and you know, that's it, kind of be like that.
Where was Vitas today?
We decided just to leave him out. I'm really disappointed because and the reason I'm being, he's done very well for me. He's not a left centre half. He's a right centre half. And I just felt with Big Reece Breen coming, I felt teams were setting traps for us on that left hand side. And I just felt with Big Reece Breen coming in, that more lefty, you know, out your feet and go and play your pass. And the reason he wasn't on the bench, we put Ross Graham on the bench, is because Reece has not played a lot of football. And he's been hurt with a dead leg, and he's been hurt with a shoulder, and he's still carrying his shoulder. That's why if it was just a natural switch over. And so the big one's going to have to take it on the chin. He's not done anything wrong, it was just a decision. But he's a right centre half, and he's done very well for us left centre half. But can I only tell you, I was a right centre half. When I played left centre half, I was like a fish up a tree. Trust me. That's how much that's the year. And I'm seeing that a wee bit. But in terms of application, right foot, he's got a big part to play for now at the end of the season. He just had to take it on the chin and get on with it.
Is there any update on Dom? Did he get his
retired
operation that you mentioned?
No, we were trying to get him an appointment ASAP. We're at the stage now. I think he's booked in next week. But if there's any cancellations, then he's getting in. So he's in good hands, and hopefully he'll have a speedy recovery. We need all hands on deck. Positives, I thought Big McCann played a real centre-forward role today in terms of his hold-up play. Need to get closer to him. He could do with someone up there, giving him a hand. We put someone up there on a hand. We're a little bit short and a little bit short of legs in midfield. Who would be a manager, eh?
Thank you very much.